Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. My special guest tonight is Steve Barish. Yay! Hey, Steve, how are you?
Good, honey, good.
And listeners, I must apologize again. I still don't have internet capabilities. I'm searching things out, trying to decide what's going to be the best way to go since I'll be traveling quite a bit. So I cannot do the fast blast, but you are welcome to call in. This is another healing show. So Steve and I have been talking about various things and about how important it is to connect to the One. And by the One, I mean the Prime Creator, the One who has created all. So please put religion aside for a minute, everybody.
Yeah.
And just go to that point of love and truth that's the deepest core of you. And realize that it's not that we need technology to get us there, it's rather that we need to go within. And so the Healing Hour is Steve's new show, which is on Saturdays. And I get the times wrong because, you know, I'm West Coast and he's East Coast. What time is your show, Steve?
Actually, 6 o'clock, you're right.
Okay, 6 p.m.
6 p.m. on Saturday night.
Okay, and that's Pacific time, right?
Actually, it's, I think it's, was it 3 o'clock Pacific time? Because I'm on at 6...
6 p.m. New York time.
Yes.
So 3 p.m. Pacific time.
Yes.
And see, that's why I had to ask you, because I get confused with all this hours different thing.
Gotcha.
So so people, anytime that you want to call in on Steve's show, you can do that, because Steve's whole hour is devoted to healing. And those of you who are familiar with Steve know that Steve is an incredible long-distance instantaneous healer. And I do some of that too, not quite to the extent that Steve does, but I'm willing to lend my energy to it. And, you know, when you're a healer, there's quite a lot of things that happen to you and through you. And so it's quite miraculous. And there are times when you have to pull back and times when you go out. And Steve and I have been talking about how the world is changing so rapidly now and how difficult it has been for so many people. And how important it is to just connect with the God source, whatever
yes.
you want to call it.
Yes.
And Steve, you know, just the things that have been happening in your life lately have been so incredible. And all I can say is I'm grateful to have been able to be even a small part of that and to see you going through that. And all I can say is, wow, if we could just connect everybody up to that,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, I've been going through a lot in the last 3 or 4 days, and I need to thank you for helping me with that.
Oh, you're so welcome.
And it's been quite a ride for the last few days, as you know. And but I'm learning. It's all a learning program, and we're trying to do the best we can, and trying to heal as best we can, and trying to heal ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we're in the soup too.
You bet.
And I keep telling people, you know, we're all in the soup together.
And you
if
bet.
If we could quit thrashing around and just kind of relax, then, you know, life would be a heck of a lot easier.
Yeah, just float around on top.
Yeah. Float around on top. Don't get, you know, sucked down into the dregs of the soup pot.
Yep.
And basically, you know, just be ready to be elevated, so
yes.
to speak.
Yes.
Yeah. And the things that have been going on, I mean, I've seen some amazing things, too. And mm-hmm. I've told people, gosh... The whole time I've had this show, I've told people, you know, technology is fun and all, but it's not the be-all, end-all. You know, the be-all, end-all is that spark within that is your connection to God.
Yes.
And it's that source that you need to connect with to do everything.
Yes.
And the other stuff is just toys.
Yes.
You know, and I've told people, too, you know, when I've talked about all the amazing things that have happened in the projector room and stuff, I keep telling them, you know, they're just training wheels.
Yep.
You know, it's just to help you to remember who you are and, you know, to remember how to manifest and to remember, you know, that there is magic and there are miracles in life.
Yes.
And we are the miracles.
Yes. We have to remember not to get away from the main source.
Yeah.
The projectors are nice, but I think the most important thing is to make the connection with God. Mm-hmm. And that's what's been happening to me in the last 2 or 3 days. And it's been so powerful. I had a client that was on the table. Her name is Debbie. She's my best friend. And it started, I think, 2 days ago. And she was lying on the table. And out of nowhere, I mean, Debbie is as grounded as anybody I've ever seen in my life. And right out of her mouth came the words, "I am the Lord thy God." She doesn't even remember saying it. And I said, "Debbie, do you know what you said before?" She said, "No." I said, "Well, that's exactly what I heard." And then the next client I had, the room became very sweet. The room became extremely sweet and very, very powerful. Mm-hmm. And I started to realize that something very powerful was coming into the room. And I looked across the room, and here was a man standing there with a sword. And he gave me his name, and then he said, "I am the captain of the Most High." In other words, I believe that he said what he meant was that he was the captain of the guard of the Most High. Mm-hmm. And the room started changing. The energy started changing. I had a very nice client on the table, and he was feeling the energy changing in the room so much that he was really, really changing right in front of my eyes, and we were both just absolutely enthralled with the energy that was in the room. Now, I had taken my projectors down to clean them, mm-hmm. and I haven't put them back up, and I don't know if I'm going to be putting them back up. I was talking to Valerie earlier that the energy that I was receiving was so powerful.
Yeah.
It went beyond the projectors. It was just, it was beyond anything I've ever known in my life.
Sure.
What it was doing was pulling me back into a fold that was so powerful that I can't be scathed. And it was that point that I started realizing that there's nothing more powerful than God.
Well, absolutely.
And that I was using the projectors, mm-hmm. which are, you know, it's they're cool. But the most powerful thing there is making a connection to the divine.
Absolutely.
And that's what I was doing. And my life has changed in the last 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, just a 360-degree turn. And my clients today have noticed a very sweet energy. Hello?
Hi there.
Hello.
Who's on the
Hi.
Line? Hi there. Who's
Hi.
Calling?
Yes, I'm Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. How about yourself?
Good, good.
What can we do for you?
I'm actually calling to see if we could try to do healing for my son. He's just about 4, and he's got these warts that have, like, 6 of them all over his hands. He got them from his dad, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to get some stuff done where they put staff and try to get rid of them, but it was so painful and it didn't go. And I'd like to really do healing with that. And also, he has a severe milk allergy where it will kill him within 20 minutes with any dairy. And it's just so hard on him with that. Those two things, I'd really like to try to do a healing on him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good to me. I'll agree.
Okay, I do have one other more question, I guess, with myself. Anytime I could have any healing energy sent my way, I had a bad drunk driver accident. He had hit me, and I've had rods and screws put in my head, and I have a lot of pain all the time. But Christopher is my most important thing, my son.
You should be feeling a lot of energy going into your heart. That energy is going into your son's heart also.
Oh, yeah, I do. I feel the energies all the time.
Good, honey. Can you feel the energy? Can you feel the light in your heart already?
Yes, I can.
You should see some darkness coming out of the top of your head right now.
Okay.
Can you see that?
Yeah, I can.
Good,
yeah.
Honey. Good. I'm just, I'm tuning into your son right now.
Okay.
I'm going through you to your son.
Thank you.
There's a lot of darkness coming out of your son right now. He's a sweet boy.
Oh, he is. And
what is his name?
It's Chris, or Christopher. He talks to his angels all the time. He's very special. He sees a lot of that.
Yes.
He always talks about the different lights and colors he sees come into the room.
Oh, awesome.
Good. Terrific.
You might tell him also, too, when he talks to his angels and talks to God, tell him to tell that virus just to get out of his body permanently because, you know, a war is just a virus.
Yeah. I'll do that.
Just tell him to get out.
I will. He's so sweet. He asked his angels the other night. He said, "Angels, will you please heal my mommy?" I know.
Can you feel your heart lightening up a lot more?
Yeah, a lot.
Good, honey. Good. Do you feel a lot of energy in your hands and your feet right now?
Yeah, it's going through me. I can feel that.
Good. It's lighting up your son, too. How old is he?
He'll be 4 next month.
Mm-hmm. The energy is just about down to his it's going down to his stomach, and it's going into his intestines and his small intestine and the large intestine right now.
Okay.
Can you feel the energy and the light going into your intestines?
Yeah, I can feel it going through me right now.
Yes, the same thing that's going through you is going through your son.
Okay. He also has a little wart now on his, right below his lip, too, poor guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, tell him he didn't do anything wrong.
Right. He hasn't done anything wrong.
Make sure he understands that.
Yes, I will, and I'm not putting him through that again, what they did. So.
Oh, yeah. Just tell him that it's just a virus, and it's just looking for a place to be, and it doesn't have to be in him.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, he didn't do anything to deserve it. It just, you know, just happens. It's just stuff. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just tell him he can have that gone.
Here she is.
Immediately.
Hi, Steve. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, he sounds like a cute little boy.
He is.
I was picking up on him before. He sounds like a nice boy.
Come on, Mom.
Yeah.
Just don't get him too energized.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's too late.
Yeah,
I know. I'm just kidding.
Can I ask where you're calling from?
Yes, South Dakota.
South Dakota.
Yes.
He should be feeling a lot better.
Yeah, he seems like all of a sudden he got off the couch. He was getting tired for bed, and he's all lively again.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine.
I can imagine. He was recognizing the light as it was building in him.
Oh.
He's quite aware of all that.
Yes.
Yes.
And sometimes, you know, we just need to remind each other that we are light.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, to really expand that within ourselves.
Yeah, he amazes me. Some of the things that he says, I need to write some of this stuff down. It's amazing.
Mm. Yeah, the main thing is just, you know, keep encouraging him and you know, if people tell him that things aren't there, that he knows are there, you know, it's important just to support him.
Yeah, no one really tells him it's not there here. We all are very supportive with him on this, so.
You should feel a lot more centered and grounded. Can you feel that?
Yes, I do.
Good. I think we're there, Valerie.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Okay.
It's like I have this picture of him, like, doing the itsy bitsy spider thing.
Yeah,
he seems pretty happy.
Yes.
He is.
Just remind him that, you know, everything can change in the blink of an eye.
Yep.
Into better and better and better. And you know, he doesn't have to believe what he sees around him.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, just because one person has something, like just because Dad has warts doesn't mean he has to have them.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, and it's not. I mean, it is contagious. You know, if you look at regular third dimensional medicine, it's considered contagious and it's a virus. But in actuality, it's another life form just looking for a place to be. And so, if you accept it and go, I just want to be just like Dad, then guess what?
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, so tell him he can be just like Dad in other ways.
Yep, that's right. Exactly.
He doesn't have to do it that way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you do us a favor?
Yes.
Could you have him tested for milk allergies and get back to Dr. Valerie?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and, you know, the easiest way to test for something like that is, of course, the way they do it is they drop some on your skin, you know, and that's a little bit painful and itchy and stuff. But you can also take, you know, a little bit of blood. Either way, I mean, it's not real easy to do it. The easiest way to do it is to do it with kinesiology, which is, I prefer to do that with kids. The only problem is when you've got a life-threatening allergy, then you want to be a little bit more careful.
Yes, absolutely.
But you can test, you know, using kinesiology to, you know, for instance, if you have him, you know, hold some milk over his belly and then, you know, push down on his arm. If it's real weak and it goes down right away, then, you know that's still a problem for whatever reason.
Well, yeah, and we actually, it's time for him to get tested again. Well, they just will put him on their back real quick, and it doesn't hurt.
Okay.
It's kind of itchy, but it's not bad.
All right. Mm-hmm. So let me know how that goes, and then I'll tell Steve. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you for calling.
That'd be
thank
great.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you guys so much. I so appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hey.
Oh, that was so cute.
Yeah, he sounded like a nice little boy.
Yeah. Yeah, as I could feel him giggling, you know, when the energy was building up there.
Yeah.
And, you know, listeners, the kids are so close. You know, they still remember what God looks like. And I was telling Steve earlier that, you know, I think I was telling you, Steve, or was it Quinn I was talking to? But anyway, somebody I was saying, you know, I've been telling people that, you know, I floated on the edge of the cloud of God, and I know what it looks like. And I was watching Rescue Me the other night. I know,
mm-hmm.
It's a terrible sin, but I have to watch that show just to just, I don't know, something about it. Anyway, so I'm watching it, and they're talking about doing this alcoholic intervention with the whole family on the show. And as they're going through that, the ex-priest says something about how God is a pink cloud, and they all laughed. And I sat up in my seat and went, oh, my God, I didn't know somebody else knew that. And I thought, that was so amazing.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you that one of the pictures that I got in my room, we had incredible stuff going on in the room, too.
Yes.
But one of the things that I got was shining a red laser light on the jewel of the projector.
Mm-hmm.
I got the vortex opened up, and when you go in close on it, it's a pink cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, now, isn't that interesting? And I was showing my friend Madeline that this is what God looks like, the love portion of God. That's
mm-hmm.
what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And then recently we've gotten this incredible video that's just this white and golden light shining out of there. And when you look at a red laser shining on a clear jewel,
mm-hmm.
you know, the red color is throughout. Like when you shine it on a crystal, it's reverberating
mm-hmm.
red. It's not any other color
mm-hmm.
because it's coherent light. And yet what came out of there was gold.
Mm.
So that's been very, very interesting. And I've been seeing vortexes every place I look.
Uh-huh.
And as you mentioned, the captain of the guard said, well, you know, we're the vortexes.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, you know, I wonder how many people really know that. I know it's taught, you know, in some disciplines. But I think that it's time for people to really wake up and really realize, yeah, we are a spinning vortex, not only of atoms and electrons and all these things, but, I mean, we are a vortex of light and love of God, of the Creator.
Uh-huh.
And again, I caution people, get out of the religiosity. You know, this has no religion that it belongs to. It belongs to everyone. And it's way beyond religion.
Yeah, I think people need to know that the veil is opening up.
Yeah, I think so. I think they need to understand that this is really, gosh, it's just so much more than we can even describe. You know, when you've been on the edge of the cloud of God, then you understand that life is so much more. Love is so much more. Everything.
Everything is so precious.
Yeah, everything is just amazing.
Yes.
And, you know, the reason that we are able to do healing is, well, for one thing, because it turns us on. You know, we like that kind of stuff. You know what they say, do what you love.
Yep, yep, yep.
And so that's just something that, that you and I happen to love. We love mm-hmm. to watch people getting well and to feel the joy that comes into them
yes.
as they're getting well. And so that's just an amazing thing. And, you know, I always tell people, you know, look for what you love. Look for the thing that is going to be so fascinating to you that you won't want to go home. You want
mm-hmm.
to continue doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's your gift.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's
mm-hmm.
what you came to give to the world.
Yeah.
And always maintain that connection with God source, no matter what.
Yes.
You know, and I mean, I've had to preach this to myself, too, listeners. And some mm-hmm. of you know I have had a really rough time the last couple of months. June and July were really, really tough for me and for quite a few other people,
mm-hmm.
many people that I know here in town particularly, but, I mean, all over the place. And so what I have to do at those times is go kind of sit in the corner and contemplate my navel and go, you know, I know that the spark of God is what I am.
Yes.
And I know that everything's going to be fine and that this is just a game.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the only thing that can protect me, the only thing that feeds me and clothes me and keeps me safe is God.
Yes.
Whatever you want to call it. Like I always say, you know, it doesn't matter what you call it. It only matters that you call it.
Right.
And so I think that listeners need to understand that the presentation of God to them may come in whatever form they're ready to accept. And so if they think that God is a little old man with a long white beard sitting on a cloud, that may be what they see.
Yes.
Or it could be, you know, the other side trying to make you think that it's that.
You know, it's really interesting when Moses went up to Mount Sinai
mm-hmm.
and God was talking to him. He was talking to him as his father.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be a voice that he understood.
Mm-hmm.
So God can be anything, anywhere, anytime.
Yeah, and I've had God have male and female voice.
Yes.
And I've thought about it for many, many years, and I realized that the voice that always talks to me is male.
Mm-hmm.
The voice that wants me to know something, that explains things better
mm-hmm.
and appeals to my emotional nature is female.
Yes.
And that voice never talks to me directly other than very gently, like to wake me up or to get my attention or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But all of the instruction always comes through the father.
Yes.
But the mother will talk to the father, and then the father talks to me.
Yes.
And it's not my earth mother and father. It's, you know, way beyond that.
Yes.
And so I always thought that was really interesting. And then I learned about, you know, the twin flames.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came to realize that that's a twin flame pair, and that we all come together as twin flame pairs, you know, like myself and my twin flame are paired with another pair.
Mm-hmm.
And we
mm-hmm.
keep going up like that, and we're all these pieces of God. I mean, it's just mind-boggling.
Yes.
It's so amazing. And then when you're that spark of God and you're floating on the edge of the cloud of God, it's like, oh, my God, it's just, oh, I don't have the words to describe it.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, the light is so intense. And yet, so gentle and loving.
Yes.
And just floating to the very, very outer fringe of that, I went into bliss and just disappeared. I didn't know I was coming back to this body in this life.
Yeah.
So that's been a surprise. I've had this kind of stuff happen a few times. And, you know, listeners, I want you to understand one thing, and that's that I'm not unique in that. You do that too. So the question is, if you don't remember this, why don't you remember it? You know, is it so foreign to the dogma that you've been taught that you can't let that happen?
You know, it's so interesting because God creates creation every day.
Yes.
And, you know, you and I, we were using the breath, but we're saying, I breathe in the breath of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people don't understand that every time we breathe, it's a miracle.
Exactly.
And we look at it.
Everywhere we walk is sacred space.
That's right. And it's we have to remember that the breath that we breathe is very, very special, and it's very holy, and it's very spiritual. And the more we think about that, the more you'll understand that we're given miracles every day.
Yes.
We're all looking for miracles, and here they are right in front of us.
Yeah. If you think about how the breath works in the body, I mean, it's a miracle that this body's up on two legs and walking around.
Yeah.
You know, and, yeah. and the exchanges that have to happen in every little atom that makes up the air that we breathe, which, by the way, folks, is not just oxygen. There's very little oxygen in there. We actually breathe more nitrogen than we do oxygen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's many other things in the air besides the nasty stuff that we all complain about.
Mm-hmm.
But when you think about it, every atom has to be in there in the proper amount. And it not only has to be in the air that we suck into our lungs, but it has to go throughout our body. And so the air that you breathe is going to contact every cell in your body at some point.
Yes.
Which is why it's so easy to do a healing. Because when you realize that, when you're breathing in and then you breathe out, you breathe in the breath of God, and then you breathe out a command, it goes out into the air. And the kingdom of the air will take it all over the place, and eventually you're going to breathe it in.
Yep.
And, you know, one of the standard sayings when you're teaching a new healer is that no one is healed alone.
Mm-hmm.
Every single person that's participating gets
mm-hmm.
a healing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is why healers are able to go on and do more things. And it's not just their energy they're using. You know, it's the energy of the God source that comes through, and we kind of channel it through from the heavens, so to speak, or the cosmos, or whatever you want to
yeah.
call it.
Yeah.
But it comes through us. It's not really our energy, you know, it just comes
right.
through.
Right.
But it comes through guided by love.
Yes.
And so we make that connection to the prime creator that created every single thing that there is.
Yes.
From the very beginning and you know, without end. We contact that and we open ourselves and allow that to come through. So if there are a bunch of budding healers out there, this is the fast track. You know,
mm-hmm.
listen up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I can tell you, you know, I've been through a whole lot of healing instruction ever since I was little, and
mm-hmm.
it would have been a heck of a lot easier if somebody had just told me that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the natural state of who we are.
I think that the idea of God is so strong that once you make that connection, and once He makes a connection with you, it just can't be broken.
Mm-hmm.
It's so powerful that it overtakes everything.
Yeah.
And I was telling Valerie today, I've gone actually past the projectors.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels very good to know that that kind of energy is still there. That's so powerful.
Yeah.
Nothing is more powerful than God. There's absolutely nothing more powerful than God.
Absolutely.
And I just feel so different from the last couple of days. It's just been absolutely remarkable. And Valerie helped me with it. She says, "Well, ask God." I said, "Okay." And boy, did I ask. I got answers like you wouldn't believe. But
well, you know what they say, ask and ye shall receive.
You bet. You bet.
Yeah, and that's the secret. You know, I mean, to ask in complete humility and honesty.
Yes.
And you get whatever it is that is best for you.
Yes.
You know, like Steve and I like great stuff. You know, we like beings popping in front of us and the heavens opening up and the angelic chorus and all that kind of stuff. So that's
mm-hmm.
the kind of stuff we get.
Mm-hmm.
We have another caller. Who's on the line?
Good evening. Hi, my name is Eric. Eric Tucker, how are you doing?
I am doing great, thank you. Thanks for calling in, Eric.
And I want to thank you. I've been a long-time listener to both of you, and I appreciate all. I really enjoy listening to your feedback.
Oh, thank you. Well, we enjoy the feedback too. You know, we're just having so much fun doing this stuff.
Yeah.
And well, what can we do for you tonight, Eric?
I hope I'll be following your guys' footsteps. Two things. One, I have a lymph node that in the past few days that I've always had since I'm a younger kid. It's been a little, you know, large in size, but it just swelled up like the size of a walnut here the past few days, and which ate pretty very healthily. So I'm surprised that, you know, this has occurred, but I know it's doing what it needs to do, so you can assist me with that. And then also, too, I'd like to get the nuclear receptor, the dual tone. And is that the right one for me, and which stone would be best for me?
I'm going to let you answer that, Steve.
What stone is it that you were looking at?
Well, I was looking at the, I was thinking about, well, I wasn't quite sure, actually. I was hoping maybe to be a better feedback on what would be best for me to start with.
Do you have your chart there of colors?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Start with the bottom and read them up, please.
Okay. Here it is. Okay.
Read the stone.
Amethyst?
No.
Emerald?
No.
Okay. Citrine?
No.
Sapphire?
Yes.
Okay.
Keep on going.
Oh, okay. Tanzanite?
No.
Blue topaz?
No.
Okay.
Repeat that one again, please. I couldn't hear it.
It was blue topaz.
Blue topaz? No.
Mm-hmm. Pink sapphire?
Yes.
Okay. The garnet?
No.
Ruby?
No.
Champagne? Diamond?
No.
And diamond zirconian?
No.
Okay.
You've got two choices.
What about green sapphire?
No. You either can get a pink sapphire or you can get the blue sapphire. The one that's coming through a little bit is the, was it blue topaz? Is that what you would?
No, it was a blue sapphire.
The blue sapphire and the pink sapphire.
And the pink sapphire.
Yeah, that's the ones I got. Would you do me a favor? Can you put your two fingers together, your thumb and your finger?
Okay.
Let's say pink sapphire, see if you can pull that apart.
Okay.
Can you pull it apart or not pull it apart?
I can pull it apart.
Okay. Blue sapphire?
It takes a little bit more.
Yeah, I think that's the one you want.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, and now he wanted the healing on. I couldn't hear everything.
He's got a swollen lymph node.
Ah.
The size of a walnut. Where is that at, please?
Right in my neck.
Okay.
Have you had that checked, Eric?
I'm sorry?
Have you had that checked by a physician?
Long time ago when I was a younger kid.
Okay. Because, you know, normally when you have a swelling in the lymph node in the neck, depending on where it is, it can be something that really needs some attention. And
okay.
I'm not going to speak it because I do not want to put that, you know, into your consciousness.
I understand.
So what I would rather do is that we all three and anyone who's listening, if we all would concentrate on just seeing the lymph flowing easy and clear and, you know, no problems whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And just realize, you know, within our deepest portions of ourself that Eric actually is in perfect health.
Mm-hmm.
And then anything that you want to add, Steve?
I feel that lymph now, Eric. Is it about half the size it was before?
Feels about the same.
Still about the same.
It feels kind of hard to me.
Yeah.
Let's blast that.
Okay. We're in there, Eric. We're just blasting it away here. The color's changing. Feel it now, Eric.
Mm-hmm.
You feel it?
Yes.
What does it feel like?
It's not as sore.
Mm-hmm.
Should be starting to feel kind of squishier.
Yeah.
Before it was like really kind of woody and, you know, hard.
Hmm. You start to feel heat in there, Eric?
Somewhat.
Mm-hmm. Is it squishier?
Yes.
What's the size of it now, please?
Thumb was not exact. Smaller than your thumb, I guess.
Okay.
About half the size?
Yeah, that'd probably be a better way of saying it, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep getting it squishier.
Yeah. I see a lot of darkness in there that's coming out of there, so...
Thank you.
There's a lot of emotion in there. A lot of emotion. Have you been nervous about something in the last 6 months that has been very heavy for you?
Yes.
Okay. Can you speak it on the radio, or is that something private?
Major career changes.
Excuse me?
Major career changes.
Okay, good. Okay. Okay. Do us a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Let it go. Okay. Not to let it go out of your mind. Just let it go right tonight, please.
Okay. And realize that a lot of us are going through this. I've even said I'm not doing this anymore, and I meant being a doctor. You know, I'm going to concentrate on the radio and other things. And so, you know, a major career change is right in alignment with the energies right now, Eric.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It should be a lot softer and it should be a lot smaller right now.
It's not as tender.
Yeah.
I can bend my neck and it's not like I'm, mm-hmm. I don't feel like I'm jerking on it.
How big is it now, please? About the size of a pea?
It's bigger. It's still bigger than that.
Okay.
Let's get it squishier. What I'm seeing is there's like little hard particles in there.
Okay.
So let's get those particles out of there. It's a crystallization of energy.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And that happens a lot of times, you know, especially in the neck area when you're not speaking your truth. Or when you get really frustrated, you know, and you kind of go, you know, and you feel that agitation in the back of your throat and your throat gets kind of hoarse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that kind of stuff. It's blocked energy. So just kind of just let it all go. Just realize that whatever direction you're heading in, you're going to be fine.
Okay.
You know, and it's always a shock when you do a major career change. Trust me, I know. But it's okay, because, you know, mm-hmm. it has to happen for the next phase of what you're going to be doing. So it's all okay.
Letting go of the old and letting in the new come in.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Just let it go and just be grateful that you're in alignment. The people who are not changing at all, well, those are not the ones that are listening to this radio show, but there's a lot of people that seem to have normal, stable lives. But, you know, when you're comfortable is when you're in the most
mm-hmm.
danger.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, continually striving and letting go of the old and bringing in the new is really important to your spiritual evolution.
Eric, you should be able to feel my hand on your neck. Can you feel that?
Mm.
You feel a lot of heat on your neck?
Yes.
Yes. Can you feel the palm of my hand on your neck?
Not personally, no.
Okay. My hand's about 6 inches from your neck right now.
Okay.
You should be able to feel a lot of heat there. Can you feel it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Let everything go, Ern. That's it. What's the size of it now, please?
Still about the same.
Okay. Does it feel squishier?
I'm able to move it around more.
Good. Good. It'll take about 2 days for that to go away, Eric.
Okay.
Okay.
The other thing I might ask is your ego wrapped up in this change?
Hmm.
In other words, does this change the definition of who you are?
Interesting.
Yeah, think about that one.
Yeah.
The changes I'm doing, I'll be able to pursue anything I want, basically. And I'm studying what my new career path is, and it's exciting, and at the same time, it's
scary.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
That's okay. Let it go.
I mean, I used to work as an engineer, and having being intuitive at the same time, I would say things and freak everybody else out.
Uh-huh.
And then I realized I was stating what some of the problems were that they weren't ready to hear. So,
exactly. Yeah.
And so balance and all things.
Okay.
Eric.
Mhm.
Do you have a hard time letting go of everything?
I don't think so, but realizing that I've always been internal in how I, you know, I keep everything to myself and think about everything internally.
Yeah.
So that, because of that, that's the way I think.
What I would suggest doing, because I'm picking up that you just have a hard time letting go.
Of course he does. He's an engineer.
Yeah.
Their minds are different, you know.
Yeah, you analyze everything to death.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, this is not about analysis. This is about letting go and being in touch with the reality of the miracle of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
That's a right brain thing, okay? You got to get the left brain out of it. Because left brain can kill you, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So that right brain, you at least enjoy the trip, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you got a lot coming out, Eric. There's a lot of black pouring out of your body right now.
Thank you.
I think what it is that you've been internalizing things forever. And it's coming out of your body right now. So I'm glad we asked questions to be able to pick up on that. And I'm just waiting for it to clear now.
Yeah, because this whole process, you know, it's not done in a vacuum.
Right.
You know, we're all connected.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all wired, you know, pretty much the same way, actually.
Yes.
And when you have these things that happen, you know, any illness or disease or injury that you get didn't happen in a vacuum.
Totally.
It happened
that.
At a point where everything finally got to the tipping point, and your body couldn't take it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way to get out of it is to realize you put yourself into it. Now you can get yourself out of it.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know, letting go is vitally important. Especially with anything you got going on in the throat.
Feel it now, Eric. See how that feels, please.
About
what was that again?
About 3/4 smaller. Or
good.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
The more you let go, Eric, the more that'll dissipate.
Okay.
It's a good lesson for all of us to learn, but what you need to do now is just let go and let God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay? Don't internalize things you don't need to internalize.
Yeah,
just let it go.
You don't have to figure out the world, Eric. It's already been built. you know. It's not up to you to figure it out.
Well, that's what I naturally do.
Yeah, well, that's why you get to change now.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. Yep, you know, the Creator already built the world, so, you know, it's been taken care of pretty well. What we need to do, all of us, is to take care of us.
Yes.
And nobody can do it better than us. And, you know, I like to tell my clients, you know, my patients, that, you know, I'm just your consultant. I'm here as your sounding board, as your mirror.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, because the same thing that I'm saying to you, I'm reminding myself of.
Mm-hmm.
And the same things that other people go through, we all go through. And, you know, these are lessons.
Yeah, exactly.
And the lessons are not to punish us. The lessons are there to remind us of who we are.
Yes.
And, you know, I've told people that the two times I've spoken at Fred Bell's seminar, I've told people, you know, the projectors are just training wheels for the enlightened. You know, once you remember who you are and where you came from, and that we are the miracle, and that we live in a world of miracles all the time, that's when you are beyond this stuff, because
mm-hmm.
this is just technology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the truth, the reality of the miracle is us.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that we need is within. And the within is where we contact God.
Yep.
You know, we can't ever get away from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yes, God is always watching you.
Yep.
Well,
having
been
near death six times, I can tell you that when you leave, you know, God isn't sitting on a cloud or up on a bench judging you like a stern judge. It's not that at all. It's you judging yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So my question to anyone who asks for healing is, what is it that you've judged that you've done wrong? You know, why have you done this to yourself? You know, it's the old, you know, rip off the arm and beat yourself over the head with a bloody stump. You know? So let's stop doing that, you guys. Let's stop hurting ourselves. You know, the more that you get into the truth, which is just love and light, you know, that's it. You know, the more you get into that, the less problems you'll have. Either that, or if you try to go out and teach other people, then you get more problems.
Mm.
We know that one really well.
And you also learn a lot by doing that, too.
Oh, yes, you do.
Yep.
You get to go to the head of the class, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot, you know, there's a lot. You never,
Bert, you want to feel that now, please?
Pardon?
I'm sorry, I didn't...
Feel that now, please.
It's still about the same, but it's not as... The biggest thing is it's not as tender.
Good.
Okay. It's about three quarters of the way smaller?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Yes.
I think what I would suggest doing is what we were talking about before, and of course what Dr. Valerie has been saying, is
mm-hmm.
that we need to let go
mm-hmm.
and not be so critical. Okay?
That's a lifelong mission.
Yeah, you're
sure.
Preaching to the choir here, buddy.
Well, thank you very much. You guys have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. Good luck, Eric.
Thank you.
It's interesting how it got three quarters of the size smaller as soon as we started talking about letting go.
Well, yeah.
He loves to hang on to things.
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, we gravitate to different professions for a number of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's never just one reason.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it takes a certain type to be an engineer.
Yeah.
And I found that there are a lot of engineers that are becoming more and more intuitive,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they're finding God or the source or whatever you want to call it. They're finding that through their precise calculations and their analyses.
Yes.
And then they get to a certain point, they become more and more intuitive, and they want to help more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're lost. They're like,
yeah.
Oh, I don't know what to do because this is a whole
yeah.
new world.
Yeah.
You know, you can't exist in the same side of the brain. You know, when you go over into the intuitive side, your right brain.
Mm-hmm.
And you can bring the left brain in later, but it's kind of like, it always reminds me of the Aborigines and how they do things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they start out deciding they want to do something. So there'll be somebody who's the cook, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And they can be the bad cook, and they're the very inexperienced cook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then pretty soon they're the, well, not terribly bad cook. And then they're the okay cook. And then they're the nutritious cook. And then it becomes, you know, not too bad, pretty good cook. And they
mm-hmm.
keep going up all these levels until they are
mm-hmm.
the excellent top cook in the entire world. And then they go, okay, I'm done. And they go do something else.
Yep. Yep.
So that's kind of the same way that we need to approach each change that we're going through. And when you're going from a left brain thing like engineering into a right brain thing like
yeah.
intuitive readings and things,
yeah.
oh boy, you know,
yeah.
good luck, Eric.
yeah.
You can do it. You really can. It's
well, we got that down. We got it down three quarters of the way. He
yeah.
just needs to let go more.
Yeah, absolutely. And to forgive himself. You know, not be so critical. And you know, it's difficult when you're
yes.
when you're used to certain things. Boy, it's difficult, you know, to let up on yourself because so many of us are so increasingly critical of ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was the same way. You know, I've always been fairly analytical and, you know, thought about a lot of things. And
mm-hmm.
I've always
mm-hmm.
had one foot in science and one foot in woo-woo.
mm-hmm.
Lucky
right.
for me, I've always had the one foot in the woo-woo. But,
yeah.
But you know, I think that we get to that point where we start holding ourselves to a much higher standard than anybody
mm-hmm.
else.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you can tell if you're doing that, listeners, is if you say, I can forgive anybody but myself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are guilty of that, then let me point out to you that there's another little corollary to that. And one thing is, you know, ask yourself, do you love God? Do you love the prime creator, the one who created everything and who created you?
Mm-hmm.
And if the answer is yes, absolutely, then you know, you're either lying, you don't love God all the way, or you're not aware of what you've done to yourself.
Right, because sometimes what happens is they don't love themselves.
Exactly. And since you are God,
mm-hmm.
you are made of God's substance. And so you can't ever be anything but a part of God.
Yep.
There's no way out, okay? No matter how bad you try to be, you can never be anything but made of God's substance. And so if you say that you truly love God, and yet you cannot forgive yourself and you cannot love yourself, then you're lying.
That's right.
Because you're it too. So, hello?
We're all in the soup together.
That's right. It gets to be so much fun, doesn't it?
For sure.
And we can laugh about it because Steve and I have both been through it.
Many times.
Yeah, many times. We have to keep reminding ourselves of these things.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that that's one thing that's real important. I would like the listeners to really get that you are worthy of love. And you are worthy
mm-hmm.
of admiration, and so is every other person
mm-hmm.
and every other being upon this planet, no matter how bad they may seem. That does not mean you let them run all over you.
Yes.
It means that you stop them when they're being bad,
mm-hmm.
but you treat them with love and kindness.
Absolutely.
You know, and you tell them, hey, you know, life is a choice. Choose what you want to do. And, you know, that may be enough to change someone's life.
Yes.
Kind of reminds me of one of my teachers, one of my greatest teachers of my lifetime,
mm-hmm.
been Torkum Saradarian. And he talked about when he was a boy in the monastery in Tibet, and they had sent him out to get something, and so he's riding the horse, and he's out there, and he's in the wilderness, and it's nighttime, and a robber stops him. And says, give me everything. And so he's given him everything, and you know, the guy's taken everything. And then he turns and he looks at me and says, why are you doing this? And the guy said, well, because I need this. And Torkum said, oh, okay. And he took off his clothes. The guy said, what are you doing? It's freezing. It's snowing. He said, if you need this, I will give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was in shock. And first he was really greedy, and he was taking everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then he asked him where he lived. And so Torkum said, well, I live at the monastery down there. And so he, you know, sludges off through the snow naked, you know,
mm-hmm.
gets to the monastery and doesn't think anything about it. And a year later, and then he left, you know, and he goes
mm-hmm.
off to wherever he was supposed to go. And a year later, he comes back to the monastery, and there is that guy answering the door at the monastery. He was in total shock, and he
yeah.
said, what happened to you? And the guy said, it tortured me thinking about what you said. and that you would be so kind as to be concerned for someone who was robbing you.
Mm.
And he said, I thought, wow, I have to go investigate this.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like the Peaceful Warrior movie.
Yeah.
Same thing, you know. They're
yeah.
in the alley, he's giving them everything. Well, don't forget the watch.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, when you show a little kindness, things can change.
You bet.
And I hope that that's one thing that the listeners will take away with them tonight. And if people have not been kind to you, at least be kind to yourself.
Yes.
You know, we all go through times when people are not kind to us. And,
I think the important thing that I've learned is to be gentle with myself.
Yes.
And how many of us have not been gentle with ourselves?
Yeah, isn't that the truth? And you know, I'm raising my hand here. You know, I used to say that my guidance nailed me to the wall.
Mm.
Didn't let me get away with anything. It was like,
mm-hmm.
oh, no, wait a minute. Actually, that was me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My guidance is actually a lot nicer to me than I've been to myself. So, you know, if this is making any sense to any of you out there, which I think it is, you know, I think we've got a whole lot of people there that are probably sitting there nodding to themselves and going, yep, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So at least tonight, let's be gentle with ourselves.
Yes.
And appreciate ourselves for the pieces of God that we are. Not
yes.
pieces of that stuff that starts with an S, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We are pieces of God.
Yes.
And we are almost out of time for tonight.
Yes.
So thank you, listeners. And Steve, why don't you give your contact number if people would like to give you a
yes.
call.
Yes. In case you would need to talk to me, please, my phone number is 585-746-8321.
Excellent.
Thank you so much for having me on this evening.
Oh, you bet. And we'll just have to have you on more often because this is fun stuff.
You bet.
And listeners, you can catch Steve on The Healing Hour, which is on 6 p.m. Pacific. And
6 p.m. Atlantic.
So, thanks. Thank you. That's all I can say. It's always awesome to have you on, Steve. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, so much. I love you guys. And I care about you, and I know Steve does, too. And
absolutely.
Gosh, we love you. So, until next week, everybody be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.
Bye-bye.
Rise to a new day with each one's golden key. Do 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 do